Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and for Erev Shabbos Mitzorah, Mishnah Yomi is in Chapter 4 of Nazir at the 4th Mishnah. We're continuing a line of inquiry about what happens when a husband and wife become Nazirim together, or maybe the husband annuls the wife's Nazirut. So let's see Mishnah Dalet, Ha'isha Shenadra Ben Nazir. A wife becomes a Nazir, V'hifrisha et behemta, and she also designates the animals that will be the concluding offerings. Now, as we will learn in more detail, there's an ola, an elevation offering, a hatas, a sin offering, and a shlamim, a peace offering. Now, after she designates these offerings, v'acharkach, afterwards, hefer lo bala, the husband hears about this vow, and he annuls the vow of Nazirut. So what do we do with these animals? Typically, once an animal is designated as an offering, it's an offering, and it can't always get out of that status. So the Mishnah explains, im shalo, if these animals were really the husband's, haita behemta, were these animals, teitze, they can go out, the tirei be'eder, and they can go graze with the rest of the flock. They are not considered holy. Now, really, a wife does have the right to use her husband's animals for her requirements of offerings at the temple. But since this vow was annulled, it simply wasn't required. She didn't require any animals to enter Nazirut. The Nazirut is over. V'im shalo haita behemta, but if these animals were really hers, now we mentioned typically the property of a wife belongs to her but can be used by the husband during the marriage, but at the end of Nedarim, we mentioned there are ways to really give animals or money or cash to a married woman without her husband having any rights to it, so see the end of Nedarim for that. So in this case, her designation stands. So what do we have to do with these animals? Hachatat tamut. The hatas animal has to die. Now, the hatas has a special connection to its owner, to the one who needs that form of atonement. So, for instance, if the owner passes away or the offering is simply no longer needed, then that animal has to, you know, they set it aside somewhere, maybe they don't feed it, and nebuch can't be used for anything else. The Mishkan is ola tikrav ola. The ola you can bring as an ola because you can volunteer an ola. It's not necessarily brought as ending in a zero, it could also be a voluntary offering, a shlamim, tikrov shlamim. And the shlamim animal also can be a voluntary peace offering. But there's a detail about the shlamim that changes here from a normal shlamim. The nachalin, and it can be eaten, liyom echad, only for one day. And that is a stringency of a Nazirite's shlamim, that usually a shlamim you get 2 days, but this shlamim is only one day. That's a verse in the Torah, ve'einan tunin lechem, and it does not need the breads that usually come with the shlamim of a nazir, doesn't need, in this case, this sort of volunteered shlamim, recycled shlamim, basically. Now, the Mishnah brings a related case, hayu lo ma'ut stumin, if she had designated money, a lump sum of money. Stum means it's not specified. She's got a purse full of money to buy her offerings, but she hasn't designated which money goes to which particular offering. So in that case, yiplu l'nedava. All of the money will go to Nedava, to the voluntary funds for communal offerings at the temple. Now, what about Ma'ot Mifurashim? The money has been specified. You know, she set aside 150 shekel for the Ola, and 50 for the Chatas, and 100 for the Shlamim. You know, she designated how much money goes to each particular offering. So what do we do with these? Demei Chatat, the money set aside for Chatat, Yelchu Leyam Hamelach. It has to be thrown into the salt sea, the Dead Sea. Basically, it can't be used by anyone, so you put it somewhere where no one can get it. Mefarshim say also if you throw it into a deep part of the ocean and no one can find it, that's also good enough. Lo nehanin, you can't have any hana, any use from them. Velo malin behen, but also if someone did use them, they're not subject to me'ila. Me'ila is the penalty for misusing holy items. Now, this money can no longer be used for the chatas purpose, so it doesn't really have that level of sanctity. You're not supposed to use it. How about demei ola, the money set aside for her ola offering, or elevation offering? Yivio ola. You bring a regular ola, a voluntary ola, v'molen behen, and there is me'ila on that money and on that animal because, of course, it's being used for a sacrificial purpose. Demei shlamim, the money set aside for the peace offering. Yivio shlamim, bring a voluntary peace offering. And again, v'ne'acholin liyom echad, but it has to be eaten all in one day, like the shlamim of a nazir, v'einan tunin lechem, but it does not need the breads usually brought with the shlamim of a nazir. Now, Mishnah Hay continues the situation of a wife who vowed a nazirut, And we're going to see an interesting detail here. Nizrok aleya echad min adamim. If they had thrown one of the bloods on her behalf, meaning one of the animals, either the hatas or the shlamim or the oleh, was slaughtered in the temple, and the kohanim have applied the blood to the mizbeach, to the altar. At this point, eino yachol lahafer. If the husband is just hearing about the neder now, the nizirut now, maybe he's been on a business trip for 30 days and she took a vow of nizirut for his safe return, and he says, I never wanted her to be a nazir, but they already put the blood on the altar, it's too late. He cannot annul the neder. Now, the reason being is the husband has the right to cancel a neder if it affects the family, if it has inui nefesh, if it causes her self-deprivation. At this point, once the karbanot have begun on her behalf to end her nazirut, she's no longer fully a nazir. She can drink wine again. So there's no self-deprivation anymore. Rabbi Akiva adds an even earlier deadline. Afilu nishchot aleicha achat mikol behemot. Even if they've slaughtered one of the animals in the temple to be her offering, any one of the offerings, eino yachol lahafer, the husband can no longer annul because we're worried about hefsed kodshim, a loss of a ritual animal. And if the husband could annul at this point, then the kohanim have slaughtered an animal and now it's no longer needed as an offering. So they have to take it out of the temple and burn it. It's like wasting a potential holy offering in the temple. Don't want to do that. But the Mishnah qualifies this situation. B'medzvarim of morim. When does this apply that the husband has sort of a cutoff point before to annul? But tigochat hatahara, the haircut of tahara, meaning she's concluding her period of being a nazir. And tahara is pure. She did not become ritually impure during this period, which would cause her to start over. Aval, but tiglachat hatuma, if she's taking a haircut because she was exposed to ritual impurity and now she has to start over and become a nazira again, Yafer, then the husband could still annul, even if it's sort of in the middle of the ritual at the temple. Why shu yachol lomar? Because he could say, he can make a valid claim, ef she beisham nevelet. I don't want a wife who's, you know, self-depriving herself, and she's grumpy, she has no wine, she can't go to funerals, no grapes even. So the husband has a valid claim to annul the neder if she's going to have to restart her vow of nazirut. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, he adds, af patiglach tatayra yafer. He says, even if she's taking her, she's about to take her haircut. They're about to offer up the animals. They're sprinkling the blood. And she's about to get her haircut to end her nazirut. But tahira, she never got impure. The husband has a valid claim to annul the vow entirely. Shehu yachol lomar, because he could say, efshib isha migulachat. I don't want my wife to have to shave her head. This could be considered, as we talked about in the Darim, Devarim beino uveina, things that would interfere with their relationship. He's really could be disgusted by it. So even though they're now concluding a regular nazirut, she never got tameh according to Rebbe, then the husband would still have a claim to be able to annul that nazirut. Yishar kochachem, good Shabbos.